to a red smear on the white woodwork. A shiver ran down my spine as I closed the door behind me. I could see Nathan in the kitchen running water into the sink. "Is everything okay?" I slipped my arm around his waist and went to kiss his cheek. That was when I noticed the blood pouring from his nose, dripping rhythmically onto the stainless steel before swirling down the drain.
"How was work?"
Nathan asked as he cleaned himself up. "Never mind that. What's happened to you?" I felt my heartbeat quicken.
"It's nothing. It's just a nosebleed."
Nathan brushed aside the issue of his mashed up face. Peering over Nathan's broad shoulder, I studied his profile. "It's more than a nosebleed. Do you think it's broken?"
"I doubt it."
"You look terrible." I let out a long breath.
"You should see the other guy,"
Nathan laughed. It wasn't funny. I shook my head, frustrated by his attitude. It was obvious he'd been in a fight. "Aren't you going to tell me what happened?" Folding my arms across my chest, I eyed him suspiciously while I waited for his reply.
"Let's just say my latest business deal didn't quite go to plan,"
Nathan smiled.
"Honestly, Gemma, don't look so worried. I'm all right. The blood makes it look worse than it is."
Nathan paused and examined the dried stains on the front of his white t-shirt. While I took in the extent of his injuries, my hand ran up and down his back. Apart from his bleeding nose, Nathan had multiple cuts on the left side of his face, and his eye socket was swollen and bruised. He'd been beaten to a pulp.
"Why don't you pour us some wine? I could do with a drink."
I was halfway down my glass of Shiraz when Nathan sat down next to me on the sofa. Leaning forward, he kissed me on the cheek and then took hold of my hand. He pushed my brown hair out of the way, pulled me towards him and kissed the side of my neck. The familiar smell of Davidoff's cool water filled my nostrils. I wanted to know what had happened to him, so I pulled away and shifted in my seat to create some distance between us.
"I think you'd better tell me what's going on."
As I spoke, I looked Nathan dead in the eye.
"Listen, Gemma, I can't go into details. I don't want to involve you."
"I'm your wife, so I'm already involved."
Moving closer towards him, I squeezed Nathan's hand.
"Please tell me what happened."
I bit down hard on the side of my lip while I waited for him to speak. Nathan lowered his dark eyes to avoid my gaze.
"Someone I know was selling cheap laptops."
Nathan paused. My heart sank.
"That doesn't explain what happened to your face. Please tell me the truth,"
I said to fill the awkward silence.
"I didn't have enough cash for the deal, so I borrowed some money from a guy called Alfie."
"Alfie Watson?"
"Yeah."
I let go of Nathan's hand. Suddenly, everything had become clear. Just the mention of that man's name made angry vibes radiate from me.
"Oh, for God's sake, Nathan! Why the hell did you do that?"
I felt fury flash across my face.
"I needed the money quickly. The deal was too good to pass up."
Nathan's judgment was somewhat impaired when it came to making financial decisions. His business ventures were never successful and always ended in disaster. Turning my palms up, I threw my hands in the air.
"I can't believe you were stupid enough to take a loan from Alfie Watson."
Nathan shrugged his shoulders and ignored my comment.
"Have you lost your mind?"
I was so angry, steam was almost coming out of my ears.
"No, Gemma, I haven't."
Nathan threw me the wounded look he'd perfected over the years, having used it 1,000 times before.
"I don't know why you're overreacting like this."
"I'm not overreacting. Look what he's done to you."
Nathan and I had just experienced firsthand the way Alfie liked to carry out business. The man was a gangster. I touched the side of my husband's face with my fingertips, but he turned away from me and suddenly stood up. Nathan went quiet for a moment. I wondered what he was thinking about as he watched me without blinking.
"I brought this on myself."